Also in theaters in L.A. and New York this weekend and across the country later this year, a new documentary called America the Beautiful. The movie takes a look at this country and its obsession with beauty. America the Beautiful features interviews with fashion editors, celebrities like Paris Hilton, and young girls like this one, talking about the price some girls pay to look like a model.
My best friend died when she was almost 11 years old, and when she died, she weighed 47 pounds for a 10-year-old, and that's disgusting.
America the Beautiful was produced and directed by Daryl Roberts, who joins us now in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to start off by asking you about this film and why you did it. You know, the idea that we're fixated on a very limited and often dangerous concept of beauty has been covered before, but it's usually women that are behind these films and these articles. You're a guy. Why'd you do it?
I read a story about a guy who had murdered a model because she was beautiful and he couldn't have her. That incident made me look at some things that I had done that was not very smart. I had a relationship with three women, like consecutively, and all of them were beautiful human beings and on the inside, and I didn't marry either one of them because I attempted to find somebody just like them that was more beautiful, and I thought it'd just be a great topic for a documentary to see why we're so obsessed with beauty, and I just start shooting.
Your film looks at all sorts of things, but one of the central characters is a young girl. Her name is Garen, and she starts modeling when she's just 12 years old. You follow her throughout the course of several years. As you watched her, how did you see this concept of beauty affecting her life?
I tell you how. When she was 10 years old, she said that people called her giraffe and stick and beanpole. She felt very awkward. At the age of 12, she was on the runway modeling with everybody telling her she was beautiful, and she got her self-esteem from that kind of stimulus. At 15, she went to London and Paris to try to become an international model, and they told her she was 7 centimeters too big. So, in effect, she was too obese to model. She came back to the States and developed a low self-esteem, started thinking she was ugly. The media and the fashion industry defined what's beautiful, and when it was her, she felt beautiful. But when it changed, whether it was your face or your body, then now you're not beautiful.
You mentioned the word obese that was used in reference to Garen, which we should point out to our listeners who can't see her. This girl is 6 feet tall, and she's a size 2. She's very slender, but she's been told that she's too big. And that, for me, was one of the most disturbing scenes in the movie where she responds to these claims that people call her obese.
My stomach? Flat. Flat. My boots? They don't go to my knees. My leg? Is this an obese leg to you? It barely even jiggles. Maybe some muscle. Does the muscle jiggle? It doesn't!
Garen is African-American. You are also African-American. I'm wondering, as you did this film, if you noticed any differences when it comes to different races and the concept of beauty we have here.
Yeah, and this is new for us, because growing up, remember, African-Americans had a totally separate identification of what a healthy body image was. But by 2006, young African-American girls were developing eating disorders. They started having body image problems. Now everybody's running around worrying about how they look.
Throughout this movie, you definitely seem to indicate how much big companies and advertising play such a key role in all of this. They sell us the products that make them money that we think will hopefully make us more beautiful. But you offer a piece of advice in the film that comes after a scene about the dangers of plastic surgery. And you went and you saw surgery and you told all the men you know to do something after that. What was that advice?
You know, there's this woman that they could not get to wake up after having plastic surgery, and I thought she had died. She finally woke up an hour later, but when I left there, I was walking down the street, and my knees were kind of buckling. I was so devastated, I took out my cell phone, and literally every single guy that I knew, I repeatedly called them and told them, right now, stop what you're doing and go find your mother, your sister, your daughter, every woman in your life, and tell them that they're beautiful exactly the way that they are.
Daryl Roberts wrote, produced, and directed the documentary, America the Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.